The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, our state, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Who was on my earphones yesterday? Was there somebody else recording in here last night or in here yesterday?
I recorded in here yesterday.
Did you? That explains that why they are wife, so yeah. turned up so really? Loud.
Little, hey, good
little,
morning.
Little hearless one. Good morning. Hey.
Hearless?
Happy hear. Hearless, not hear.
I heard
hearless.
What you said. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. 7:06 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Free Fire Radio right here. Phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Bad Bob. And the Bob just left. And we have Bad Bob. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning.
Okay, now, even though it's warmer this morning, it was still chilly coming in today with that wind, huh?
A little bit of a bite to that.
A little bit of a bite.
But it is drying things out somewhat.
You came in with your cheeks were rosy. And speaking of rosy.
Well, Bob, you know, what we were talking about, Bob is, when he drives to work in the morning, he doesn't have walls on his car.
He has a Jeep.
He's like one of the,
he has just like parts of a Jeep he drives in.
Right.
It has a
floorboard.
It has a roof. It has floor. No, it has seats and floor. But it has no, it's not enclosed.
I wonder at what point
when it rains.
Which point is it hardcore for you? Like, this is too hardcore for me.
Yeah, when do you put the sides on?
The cab is fully, the top is 10 years old. It's a soft top Jeep and, the windows are not in terribly good condition.
So it leaks.
But you don't have no sides on it. Well, the front doors are in, so the cab itself is warm, and it stays remarkably warm in there when I run the heater because it's in such a small space. But stuff in the back can get a little damp, and that's why days like today are nice because stuff will start drying out. However, there's a danger because this high wind could topple trees, so
people
please be mindful of that because the ground got so wet.
And you absolutely can't go grocery shopping. Oh, no, that's right, because we're going to talk about those plastic bags later in the program. 7:08 in the morning. Good morning. Oh, my gosh. This is the 30th. One more day before we start 2015. We're kind of starting to do the countdown now. And remember, we talked about Twin View Towing is giving free towing. If no questions asked, you just have to give them a call, and they will come out and tow your car. So that's pretty fantastic. If you're someplace and you feel, I don't know, maybe – not that somebody was going to slip you a mick, but I mean, you know.
If you've had too much to drink,
yeah, you may have had a drink or two and just feel like,
give them a call at 243-1010.
And they're really, I mean, it's all over the place that they're going to be cracking down hard. It's a breezy day, so if you look outside and you think, when you step out and you see that the breeze, it's a cold breeze, by the way, 39 degrees presently. And it's going to be about 46 today. So that's what it just says in the forecast. It's a breezy day. Tonight's going to be clear with temperatures around 32. Tomorrow, sunny, 51. Wednesday night, patchy frost with 30. So be careful again, gals, with your high heels and when you're driving around and it's frosty. Just be super careful. So we want to know, it's frosty on New Year's Eve. New Year's Day, we're going to have morning frost as well with our high for the day, 53. And Thursday night calls for areas of frost with lows of 30. So we're in our cold spell finally here at KCNR 1460. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Okay, well, there's a lot of things we want to do today. Well, a lot of it is we want to catch up for the year.
Okay.
And, you know, at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Haven Humane come in. But what would you say is one of the, you know, we've got had a whole lot of news. But on breaking news right now is that debris from that Air Asia plane has been found about 6 miles from where they last known spot of the airliner. So, and they've started recovering bodies. So it appears that the plane was forced down by that thunderstorm. Isn't that interesting? Mm. And there's comments that they had asked to divert from that thunderstorm, and that was denied. So that's going to
really
be, you know, that's going to be interesting. It, but as the
denied because
I don't know, it was air traffic controllers would have
been okay.
Denied.
I'm just wondering if that's mainly the reason why.
Maybe there was other traffic in the area, and the president of AirAsia was on and said, you know, he says we've been flying for 19 years, 220 million people we've flown, and never had one fatality. So it wasn't like that they're, you know, they fall out of the air on a regular basis. So in this case, it looks like that storm could have been one of the primary causes. The other thing, moving on to here's an incident that I, you know what, and I don't follow football that much. I mean, we watch it and this, and I gave the playoff games yesterday just so everybody can know who's in it, because how else, unless it's all written down by somebody else, could you ever know who's in the playoffs or why they're even doing it? The Jim Harbaugh is moving back to Michigan. He is going to be the head coach at University of Michigan, or maybe it's Michigan State. That's how much I know about it. But he's leaving the San Francisco 49ers because they just didn't get along. And here's a guy that brought him to the playoffs 3 years in a row, got him into the Super Bowl 1 year, has got a huge, huge winning record. And you would think that there would be some other team, since they're firing people like crazy all over the NFL because of bad seasons, that Harbaugh could have gone someplace and written his own ticket. But I guess he'd rather go back to the universities and be in that college atmosphere for a few years at least. He's still a young guy.
And why do you think that is? I mean, you never went to the pros, but you did play in college.
You know, I think that I think that professional atmosphere didn't work for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and I have no idea if what I'm saying is right, except it just appears from things I've read and all that his manner of treating some of the professionals was a little bit different than they were used to, because they're used to everybody kissing their tushy. But yet you have Kaepernick, their quarterback, who said he's going to truly miss this man. Not only was he one that drafted him and started him, but he was also a mentor to him off the field.
So he got used to his style.
And so now he's going to go back to the college ranks, where perhaps his style of coaching is going to be more appreciated, where he can mentor. Maybe that's what he's looking for, is being able to mentor people that are going to listen and do better. I mean, for years he's had a great season, and then this year they've had all types of things happen, injuries, you know, fights in the locker room, the whole thing. But any way you look at it, he's still going to get paid buku millions of dollars.
Could you equate this to, let's just kind of give an analogy to an officer in the military who may be super gruff, super strict. You've got one that's maybe a little bit more soft-spoken, and they're considered, you know, a real ass by some of the people. But he brings out... There's something about what he does that brings out the best, as making you the best soldier, the best Marine. You work harder for this guy, although part of him is a love hate. So, could you draw a parallel there?
Well, it could, except the difference is that the people he's coaching are all making more money than he is, which I think bothers him. and the other part is that it's whether they want to listen or not. It's how you treat people. See, I just read a great article, and I think I'm going to include it in one of my blogs, is the differences between being in the military and being a leader in the military and a leader in the civilian world. And you hit it right there. In the military, people aren't just going to – I mean, in the civilian world, people just aren't going to salute and say, good morning, sir, are they, Bob? They just, and I mean, they just don't do that. It's the kind of thing is you don't automatically get
you respect. Trained me to you do that.
Yes, and I noticed that you salute. Yeah, I've noticed that.
How would you like your eggs, sir?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, what fantasy land am I in this morning? You know, I must have gone into the Twilight Zone when I was driving
in. I'm sorry, they're too hard, sir.
Oh, yes. I never said that. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda by KCNR 1460.
Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families. Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Butt, KCNR, 1460, 7:20 in the morning. Here it is on December the 30th, almost the end of the year. Good morning, huh?
Good morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Walk into Tobacco and Brew and get all of your coffee needs. Loose beans, and of course, we call them the Tobacco and Brew Cuties, will make you your coffee specialty. They also have loose teas, wine, different kinds of selections of wine. You go on over to the other side and you walk into the biggest, beautiful humidor. I know many of you were thinking about maybe not going out on New Year's, so you may want to invite some friends over and enjoy what it is to just, to be with friends and celebrate. And it's always, guys always love to sit around and enjoy a big cigar. Sometimes girls do too. But anyway, so Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And again, a shout out and thank you for your years of supporting KCNR 1460, being sponsors. We love you guys, Joe and Shelley.
All right. Hey, Sun Gold's on the in our chat room. She says, interesting news on the Wall Street Journal this morning about the issues they're having in the Asian skies with the explosion of inexpensive air travel, lack of pilots, air traffic controllers, and even airstrips. So this may have something to do. All right, let's do some catching up here.
What are airstrips?
Airstrips like airfields. Where you land things.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a strip. All right. Okay. Yes.
With lights on either end.
Got it.
Okay. I know what you were thinking. You were not thinking of airfields when you were talking.
Mm-mm.
I'm thinking of when you say airstrips, usually are small areas to land that you use for like, the single engines or maybe even, two engines, but they're not like major airfields.
And okay, got it.
I think that it's like San Francisco. Why we'd have a lot of late flights coming in here canceled is they didn't have enough runways. I think it's another problem. Okay, big news. Fox News was the most watched channel for cable news for the 13th straight year. MSNBC is switching around, so they need to broaden their horizons here. Does that mean they need to get a little more into the center instead of being far left?
They need to get Kelly-ized.
Okay, big stories in 2014. Let's talk with the elections. City council, more money spent at the city council for running for city council this time than ever before. Over $289,000 spent. Brent Weaver spent the most and won. He was one of the three people that won. Brent Weaver, Kristen Schrader, and of course, Francie Sullivan was reelected. So you have three women on the council now. And the big parts, the big concepts they're going after is public safety and job growth. One of the things that Brent Weaver talked about from the very beginning was public safety, and he hammered that and hammered that and hammered that. And he said, the first thing I'm going to do is we're going to come up with a strategic plan. Well, on January 20th of next year, Kurt Starman will give a report on the cost and time frame to create a strategic plan for public safety and fire fighting. So he's going to give a plan to say how long it's going to take and how much it's going to cost. That's interesting. There's already been a strategic plan, or one of the strategic plans was made by Reading Police Chief Rob Plotty.
Yeah, but that wasn't
exactly
his.
Exactly how it's going to, what he needs to make things work.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure Kurt wants to do his own plan.
Well, I think that they can come up with they're just going to come up with the cost and the time frame to create a strategic plan, the strategy. He's just going to say it's going to take us, 3 months and it's going to cost $800 million because we're going to have to outsource it because none of our people can type. I'm not sure that's what's going to be said, but the thing is then is the city council they outsource a lot of this stuff. The city council is going to have to be the ones that give some vision here. So here's a chance for our new city council, Brent Weaver, Kristen Schrader, and the ones that have been on there, Missy and Francie and Gary, to get together to work to come up with a vision for the future of Reading. Won't this be interesting? I think this will be extremely interesting to see what they come up with. Here's their chance. They all ran on public safety. They all have been talking about public safety. Okay, so here's a chance to come up with a plan. We'll see what happens. The other thing then is addressing the homeless problem we have around here, the illegal camps that are all over the place. Part of the thing that works is a very cold, wet winter. That helps take care of part of it, pushes people out of here. But Kristen Schrader, this was what Kristen Schrader ran on real hard. She even had a town hall about the homeless problem. So those things. Oh, the other thing, too, is the cost of doing business in Redding. The fees and the permits.
Mm.
Just building what Maurice Johannesson, Senator Johannesson, wants to build that, you know, that I think it's like 90 rooms out there across from the veterans home. Just the permits for that building. And the building's going to cost $9
Small
million.
Apartments for,
For
people that are not in
they're not in the veterans home.
That are not in extreme care.
Right, but could go over there at some point. Just the cost of building that building, the cost of building the, of erecting that building is $9 million. The cost of fees for building, for erecting that building is $1.5 million. There's something wrong when you're putting a $9 million building up and 10% of the, and then you have to add 10% onto it for building fees. I mean, that's just wrong. So I hope that this is one of the things they're going to look at is how it costs, how much money it costs to do business. And where Brent didn't get upset, he goes, oh, no, we have to talk about it. I remember what Brent said about the cost of fees when he was building his new area down here with the Kobe Steakhouse. Oh, yeah, there was a lot of consternation there. And I hope that it transfers over to the fact of taking a real good look. And having and making things easier. If you're going to grow the economy, you've got to really take a look at it from top to bottom. Okay. Measure A, marijuana. The county voted to keep the new laws that the Shasta County Board of Supervisors imposed, that if you want to grow marijuana outside, you've got to put it in a separate building with an air system that keeps the smell out of the air, that you can only have so many plants. They've put a string of caveats on if you want to grow marijuana. And it can only be the people that live there in the house that have to own the house or renting it, and it's only for them. Well, this passed by a comfortable majority in the county. People want to get their arms around what's being done here with marijuana. They don't want it to run rampant everywhere. Measure B, the sale of land out at Turtle Bay to McConnell Foundation passed something like 54. But it also passed comfortably. You can say is that they spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on it, which they did, but it still passed. So the land itself will be sold. Now, after that came up that said the government would want a clawback of a percentage of that from the city. And the people were somewhat incensed that the bargaining group headed up by Mayor Rick Bassetti didn't tell anybody else, didn't tell the other city council people this back in last April, that the city wanted or that the government wanted 20% in a clawback of the amount of money there. Mr. Bassetti and Mr. Duvernay said that they didn't think it was that important. There were so many other things going on that were just like this, that this was something that wasn't going to happen. They just had to do was delay the sale of the land to June 25th, and it all went away anyway because it's been over 15 years. So is it a tempest in a teapot? Well, no, because it gets everybody all excited again. But now things have settled down. The question is when are they going to start building the new hotel? They have the money for it, so I think we need to do is probably early in the year get Mike Warren on, and let's talk about plans for Turtle Bay. Let's talk about the new hotel and what's going to happen, and the fact is that they do need to get started with this. Okay, Measure F, raising taxes, because this was brought up by Mayor Bassetti kind of late in the game, but to raise money to bring it up a quarter of a cent of a sale of a quarter percent. Of a penny, of a dollar, it comes out to it was relatively insignificant, but it had to have a 66% vote because it was all going to law enforcement. It failed 56. It only got 56 or 58% of the vote. But that also then is politicians perked their ears up and they thought, well, gosh, look what Anderson did. They said that they just said we want to raise taxes and at least 50% of it will go to law enforcement, and that passed. Not by much, but it passed. The question is there going to be a countywide tax, and it's going to be an initiative that just says we're going to raise the tax and only take 50% of you, 50 plus one, to vote to raise taxes and X percentage of it is going to go to law enforcement. I think you're going to see that this year in 2015 because it looked like they could pass that one. We're going to take a quick break. We've got all types of other things we want to catch up with, too.
All right. How we'll be right you? Back. KCNR 1460.
Love is like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a red eye phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as a certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive. I was in there yesterday. Cool thing. I took my mom's, my grandmother gave my mother a watch. And while I was home at Christmas, she gave me that watch and said, you know, I know that Leonard will take care of this. So, you know, had a broken clasp in the back and she wanted to get it working again because she enjoyed wearing it. So I took it in yesterday and I saw that, you know, he's got his, sale. You know, what's really neat about a Leonard is that you can go in. The guy likes to wheel and deal. All right. So you'll see, some really, you know, baskets and turquoise. You see all these kinds of things because he's just interested in interesting pieces. And will, you know, make you a deal, but it'll give you an honest, estimate. So, go to Four Winds Jewelry and, take, for all your jewelry needs and everything. So.
2225 Hilltop right across from Sierra Gibbs. Hey, Sun Gold. God bless you, Sun Gold. And booze and
Love
here and
her.
And, Angel are all in here.
Good morning.
Getting toward the end here. Mm-hmm. It says, just read that airstrip and runway are interchangeable. Okay.
Okay.
They're interchangeable.
I heard airstrip.
Depends on who is doing the talking.
Okay.
Some references said small airports are usually called airstrips, but not necessarily. No wonder folks from other countries have a hard time learning our language. I still haven't.
Well, here's what's interesting about that.
Thanks,
airstrip, I get. When we just said strip, that's an abbreviation of – that could mean a lot of things. That could mean a piece of something, a strip. It would be like you –
very,
I don't know.
You're a very literal person.
Airstrip says it to me. Go over there and put that thing on a pole. Well, what pole? There's a pole. No, the flag pole.
She's very literal. Welcome to my world.
Well, you know, you have a flat screw driver and a
Phillips.
Okay, thank you.
And?
Just don't give me a screwdriver. Which one?
Okay, more news, things that have happened. Public safety, we talked about that. In weed in the Bowles fire, 4,000 evacuated. It was arson. A man was caught. 150 buildings burnt. Do you know why he started the fire? He was mad at this. He was mad at an apartment complex that he used to live in, and he started the fire to burn it down. Well, 150 buildings later, including libraries and people's homes and all this, they got it under control, 515 acres. And guess what didn't burn? That's right, the apartment complex. Anyway, he's being held on $2.5 million bail. The Eiler fire at Hat Creek burnt out several houses and buildings, thousands and thousands of acres. You know, here's a big story that it was because it was sad. Haley Regans, a 27-year-old mother, rides a motorcycle. She's up there on the corner of Holiday Mart on what is that? Bonaventura and
Buenaventura in Placer.
In Placer, a woman who admittedly was smoking marijuana and under other drugs that she was taking, goes through the stoplight, hits her, kills her. Mother of one, maybe mother of two. I mean, beautiful young girl.
I met her. She worked at the veterinary clinic.
That's right. She did. She worked at the veterinary clinic. Nice lady.
Yeah.
And they brought this woman up twice on second-degree murder charges, and they each time had to drop them because they didn't have enough evidence to show that she willfully disregarded safety and when she hit this woman, even though she was under the influence. And she had a $1 million bond, then they dropped it to $100,000. So she's out on the street. Meanwhile, this one seemed to have touched a lot of people. A lot of people went up for, a celebration of her life and all this. It was just
the memorials.
Memorials, everything. Terrible. We had also, it was sad, but the end result was good. Was, you remember Shane Miller, this man who went berserk and killed his wife and his two children. And his wife and the two children had gone to one safe place to find refuge. And she chose to leave on her own. It wasn't like there wasn't room in the inn. They could have helped put her up, but it was too confining for her. So she went back home. Later on, this maniac came home and killed all three of them. His body was found this year. This had happened last year. But his body was found this year. Up about relatively close to where they'd found his car, a self-inflicted gunshot wound, it looks like. But here's if this was so tragic and so sad, here's the good from that. One safe place started a campaign to build a new safe house, a larger safe house that could take people, men and women, and could take their families in, give them some privacy. And that gave them the impetus to start that, and they are breaking ground on it. Thanks to the help of the community.
Sierra Pacific. Did a huge grant.
$1 million to them. The McConnell Foundation gave another million to them. And then they may have already hit the $3 million mark, which allows them to build this new safe house. And that is so great. And I'm throwing that out because the crab feed is coming here at the end of January, January 31st. And it's a fundraiser for One Safe Place. And we're involved with that, too. And we can't help. And you know what? This, as tragic as the Miller story was, the killing of those two little girls and the mother, at least it was not done with no after effects, that something from this is going to happen that makes it, you know, that at least helps alleviate some of that tragedy. So, also another bit of news was the fact that the Good News Rescue Mission got $1 million also in grants to help them expand and help out with their with some of their women's programs, and to give more room for the people that go there to be helped and be treated, to help to get off drugs, to help get off alcohol problems, all at the Good News Rescue Mission. Another big
That was a beautiful outpouring this year. We emceed that event. There were about 850 in attendance, and that was at the convention center. And it was a really very interesting night. There was a lot of spirit in the room, and I think it was the first time that we had been to an event that really had a lot of, you know, praying and outpouring on a religious note. I think because of the, you know, there was a lot of 12-step, and I think it was the first real dry event that we had been to. And it was just a different energy. It was beautiful, you know. So, congratulations on that. Of course, we support the Good News Rescue Mission. We feel like, again, that, you know, we've got a population that comes that are transients that find that it's easy to come to Reading and probably get taken care of. But we feel that, you know, those people that go to the mission are in those programs. They'll be in programs that will help them with a hand. And I like the term hand up. So we're not preaching here today. We're just covering things that have happened through the year. And you're talking about some of the things that have happened.
That's right. Now, something that, Bob, you were sitting here.
Just remembering back to last February when not just myself, but a significant number of people had to leave their homes for 2 weeks.
Well, I was going to get to that. Oh, okay. I was getting to that.
that was
Bob,
last year.
This was Bob. In fact, that was my very, here, Bob, see, that was my very next one. Explosives. Explosives found out on Placer in this house from a man who was a self-professed chemical engineer kind of guy and a rocket builder. It went off in his house, blew off his hand, lost his eye, had a hearing loss, as you could probably imagine. But when the police went there, they found so much in volatile chemicals and explosives, they evacuated the neighborhood. Now, how close was that house to you, Bob?
50 feet.
And what did the police tell you? There could be 1,000 pounds here. Could just flatten this whole area.
They just told us there were some bad things next door that they were worried about, and we had 20 minutes to get out.
Fuel. You know what? Have you ever heard of the fuel air explosive?
The kind well, that usually off, after and just, Mexican
and
food,
flatten, and it just flattens. Just yeah, it just flattens a whole area. That's fuel air explosive. They drop it about, you know, it hits the ground, it kind of comes, it flows throughout the whole ground, all this explosive chemical mixture, and then it ignites. And when it does, everything just flattens. Yeah. And then I was just picturing this, a fuel air explosive in the house next to you, Bob. But the sheriff did a good job.
Yep. It was interesting, the whole process, and a big thank you to the sheriff's office for keeping at least the people who were in the immediate vicinity informed as far as what was going on. And Monday morning quarterbacks just come crawling out of the walls on occasions like this, but I think they were right to err on the side of caution.
I think you're right. Okay, other story.
So you were displaced, going back to that, let me finish. You were displaced for 2 weeks.
Yeah, about 12, 13 days.
That's a long
but
time.
But your house
to be,
was still there.
And you had to you had
there.
To farm out
even
your
after
animals.
The burn, yeah.
Has that guy moved back in?
As a matter of fact, the new residence is in place.
And he's moved back in?
Well, he hasn't moved back in yet. He's in the process.
Well, he's probably picking up a few things from across the border he can bring up.
Yeah, he's I don't know. Life in the neighborhood returns to normal. You know, it met a lot of people in the neighborhood wouldn't have met otherwise down at the evacuation.
Well, of course, I was going to say.
Okay.
You can look back at it. It's a good dinner story.
Especially when you walk away. Okay, last thing here for the moves, and we're going to go into some other stuff here in the next segment. But the state of Jefferson moved forward. Six counties joined the State of Jefferson movement. 10 others have been contacted, or they're interested in it. They're asking for this 15 or 20-minute presentation as a spread out, because people are just frankly they've had it up to here with the lack of representation from Sacramento and the Assembly and the Senate there. We're going to have an update on the State of Jefferson because, to us, with as many people involved with this, as you see in all the counties surrounding us, it's enough to, it's a type of story you should listen to and hear what the people are saying. Unlike our Shasta County Board of Supervisors who refused to listen to a 15-minute presentation, they just didn't have enough time for that. However, they did have enough time to listen to the Chemical Trail Geoengineering Group for 4 hours. The fact is it probably just ended after 4 hours because the tinfoil hats that they had on was causing their heads to sweat. Okay, I'm just kidding about that. However, it did cause a lot of consternation nationwide when people were hearing that, that listened and said, and were reading about the 4 hours of chemtrails that our Board of Supervisors listened to. All right, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst, veteran, who has had this business for years, guarantees his work, something other people cannot do. Give him a call at 241-8373. Don't let that little chip turn into a crack. And if it does, he can fix them for up to 24 inches in length and probably just a little bit over. He's located at 3208 Market Street. Again, 241-8373. We'll be right back.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm all about the bass, about the bass. No, oh yeah. I'm all about the bass. Come on, play. Bass. This is Carl. What's this?
I hope
Bott, play this. Play this for Carl. Bass, bass, bass. Wait, this is your song. I can just see. Oh my God. Once this gets in Carl's head, he'll. They said this is the most infectious song besides Get Happy. Wait.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
That's not the part I was talking about.
December 30th, it is 7:50 in the morning. It's 39 degrees out there.
It's all about the bass, about the bass, about the bass. You're going to, I could just see it. Just like when we saw Cascade and they had this doon, 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 doon. Can't wrap this doon, doon, doon. So the other day we're folding towels. Can't fold this doon, 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 doon.
You ever see me dance like MC Hammer?
Can't fold this.
I can't fold this. And I would MC Hammer out of the room. Can't fold this. But she was laughing.
Well, nobody can laugh at like me. Okay.
I got to say. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. That's right. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's 39 degrees out there. You want to make sure that heating system works. They're the ones that can do it. Martin is the one to call. His company is the one we call if we ever have a problem. And we don't, because he takes care of our heating and cooling systems. 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heated and Air.
Yeah, we're coming towards the end of 2014, and as we reflect on the year past, they do this sometimes at the Academy Awards where they talk about, you know, people that have been instrumental in the making of film, whether it be a screenwriter or a cinematographer or a composer. But we have a short list here of remembrances of the people who did pass this year. Of course, we have Shirley Temple. That would be Shirley Temple Black. Mickey Rooney. Suchitra Sen. Harold Ramis. Lauren McCall.
Harold Ramis, Ghostbusters and Stripes and all those movies.
Movie producer and actor and writer.
Yeah. Wonderful. Very talented.
So many. Did
Lauren McCall, of course. There's, you know, do we need to have any introduction? Ken Takatura.
He was a big Japanese actor. He usually played the bad guys, but you've seen him in so many films.
And Eli Wallach.
Who can forget Eli Wallach in The Good, Bad, and the Ugly?
But he was also a great Broadway actor, did a lot with teaching, and he and his wife both, they were just very much in the acting world on all levels. Musician Pete Seeger, Seba, Tommy Ramone of the Ramones, of course, Lauren Maitzel, Gustavo Cerati, and Big Bang Hank. Filmmakers Mike Nichols, oh my gosh, talk about prolific, and Run Run Shaw was 107 years old, a Hong Kong filmmaker.
He was making, yeah, he was such a main part of their industry for so long.
Of course, radio host Casey Kasem, we followed that tragic story about the embitterment with the family. Comedian Joan Rivers. There we, you know, that just, I think, hit home for a lot of us in the fact that she went in for a routine polyp removal of her throat nodules, which I guess if you speak a lot, singers get these. It's kind of a condition that can happen. Actually, Julie Andrews, not that she's dead, but she went in to have a procedure like that done, and they severed her. She never was able to sing after that. Really not the same as she did. So I think about, you know, that kind of thing. But there was Joan Rivers, and it, I think she kind of shocked the world.
Yeah. Franklin McCain. He was occupied a segregated Woolworths lunch counter in 1960, and it started that big, you know, civil rights movement.
Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Wow. You know, and drug overdose. Wasn't it a drug overdose?
Yes. Terrible. Russell Johnson, who played the professor and in Gilligan's Island. I'm sorry, but just sit right back and we'll hear a tale.
Ariel.
69.
Sharon, 85, Israeli general and prime minister. Talked about Pete Seeger, Maximilian Schell. He was been judgment at Nuremberg, so many others. Joan Mondale, Walter Mondale's wife.
And, of course, Robin Williams, another sad early.
He was 62
early,
years old.
Just
too early. Sid Caesar. We talked about Shirley Temple. Ralph Kiner, who was in so many big movies and all this. Ralph Waite, he was the dad on The Waltons.
Well, and we also love the whole story of the Von Trapp family. And that movie, which
Sound of Music.
We watched the other night. So Maria von Trapp was 99's last surviving member and second eldest daughter of the musical family who escaped from Nazi-occupied Austria, was based on The Sound of Music. So it is a true story, and they were there when the film debuted. Alice Hertz Sommer, 110, believed to be the oldest Holocaust survivor. We also have...
not anymore.
Yes, we also have... Gosh, we're going down through the months here. Sheila McRae, veteran stage, film, and TV performer, best known for playing Alice Cramden in the 1960s recreation of The Honeymooners. We can go on.
Anyway, you get the idea. We've had so many people that have passed this year.
James Garner. Lady who invented Kevlar. I didn't know it was a woman who invented Kevlar.
Oh, my goodness. I love that.
We've also had Dick Dickerson passed away this year, along with many.
Dear.
Dick was a prime mover here in the politics and many other things here in the Northern California. He passed away. It's every year we go through this about the number of people that have passed away. Let's talk about some new laws that are going to impact on us. And the first one, which looks like it may be put on hold, is starting January 1st, no plastic bags at supermarkets or convenience stores. And they can charge at least, and this is it, a minimum of 10 cents per paper bag they give you. Now, we talked about this yesterday and how to get around that. Well, you can get around it by doing things like having your own bags. If you wanted to do that, if you want to bring your own paper bags back, or like one of the people said yesterday was to have them put all the groceries in the cart, take it out to your car and have those reusable bags that you can buy anywhere, you know, the canvas bags, and load all your stuff into those and take them home and unload them and then put them back in the car. Just remember to do that. With me, of course, it would have to be is that we keep all the bags for Linda's car. So anything I go will be rolling around the back of the car for 2 days. So ban on plastic bags. But they said they have enough signatures that they're not going to have to do that. They're going to put it out again on a vote. The groundwater regulations, where they're talking about, requires local governments in areas of the state with critically overused water aquifers to create a local agency to watch how much water you're using. More money to the film industry, from $100 million a year to $330 million a year. You know, here's another big law that's coming in. They're going to talk about this tomorrow, but here it is.
What do you mean more money to the film industry?
Well,
Back up.
They're already getting $100 million in tax
breaks. For what?
To keep them here in the state. They're going to give them $330 million because many of the filming companies, movie companies are moving into Louisiana, New Mexico, Canada. Remember people were telling us that all of the production design had moved to Canada.
Well, back in my day,
it was so much cheaper to use anywhere but right here in California.
Back in my day when I was doing all of that stuff, a lot of films were then going to Yugoslavia.
Well, there's still a lot of them done in Europe right now. Gun safety restraining orders, this big one, is starting. The fact that now that if somebody in your family or a law enforcement agency or a person says that they believe there could be violence, from a person who owns these guns that they can come in. They must, the person must surrender his or her firearms for 3 weeks. During that period, his name will be placed on a Department of Justice prohibited persons list, preventing him from purchasing more firearms. The person can contest the order, and in any event, a hearing must be conducted within 3 weeks to determine whether to extend the order for up to 1 year. So, have any relatives that you haven't been getting along with and they want to get even? This could be a good way of doing it.
Hmm.
Hey, we're going to take a break.
Don't give anybody ideas. Negative energy.
Negative energy there.
We're going to bring it back and talk about positive energy. We have got Mark's story here, movement with Haven Humane, and what's happening more what's happening in the North State. So we're going to take a break here. Good morning on the 30th of December here. 39 degrees. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Officials say bodies and plane debris being pulled from the Java Sea are, in fact, from Air Asia Flight 8501, the one that disappeared on Sunday with 162 people on board. Air safety expert Philip Butterworth Hayes, meanwhile, says investigators seem closer now to finding the fuselage.
It should be able to notice, first of all, that the aircraft was intact when it hit the water. So, in other words, it didn't break up in the sky. And that is quite important because it means that it's probably likely that it would be in one area beneath the waves. So you wouldn't have to sort of look for scattered wreckage over many, many miles.
Also at SRNNews.com, a private survey shows U.S. consumer confidence rose this month.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index increased from a revised 91 in November to 92.6 this month. While consumers registered a more favorable view of current economic conditions, their expectations for the near future fell slightly. However, those expectations are more upbeat now than they were when 2014 began.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. U.S. home prices rose in October at a slightly slower pace as real estate sales have fallen, and affordability has increasingly become a challenge for many potential buyers. A slowdown in price growth comes after surging double-digit gains for much of last year. U.S. stocks open slightly lower as trading winds down before the New Year holiday, and investors are concerned about upcoming Greek elections. The number of law enforcement officers killed by firearms in this country jumped by 56% this past year.
50 officers killed by guns this year, up from 32 the previous year. That includes 15 ambush-style assaults, according to statistics just released by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. In all, the report found 126 federal, local, tribal, and territorial officers died in the line of duty in 2014.
That's Wally Hines reporting, and this is SRN News.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Oh. Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin. Don't suffer the cofequences. Use as directed.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Police say they have no indication that an armed attack on two officers in Los Angeles was linked to other attacks on police throughout the country. Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck says neither the officers nor the suspects were struck by gunfire.
A pistol, a rifle, and multiple shell casings were also recovered. This investigation is ongoing, as is the search for the outstanding suspect.
Two men opened fire Sunday night on a police car patrolling a tough part of Los Angeles. Meanwhile, the LAPD says autopsy results announced yesterday confirm officers' accounts of what happened when police say they tried to detain a man this past summer when he reached for their gun.
While on top of the officer, Mr. Ford grabbed the officer's handgun and attempted to remove the gun from the officer's holster. The officer yelled out to his partner that Mr. Ford had his gun. The officer's partner then fired two rounds, striking Mr. Ford.
LAPD Chief Charlie Beck said yesterday the investigation into S.L. Ford's death is ongoing. This is SRN News. Rescue crews on Mount Rainier discovered a body on Monday matching the description of a snowshoer who vanished in a severe storm. Over the weekend, a spokeswoman for the Mount Rainier National Park says ground crews canvassed the entire area.
We had a considerable avalanche danger, but we had had some crews out on the ground who were assigned to different quadrants.
Ms. Patty Wold, a spokeswoman for Mount Rainier National Park, she says the man set out for what may have been a day hike or planned to reach a stone shelter and was apparently caught off guard by a snowstorm. The cost of being uninsured in America is going up significantly next year for millions. It's the first year all taxpayers have to report to the Internal Revenue Service whether they had health insurance for the previous year, as required under President Obama's law. Those who are uninsured face fines unless they qualify for one of about 30 exemptions, most of which involve financial hardships. More details at SRNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is December 30th. We have run out of 214. Tomorrow, of course, being New Year's Eve. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Wow.
Hey, speaking of New Year's Eve there, and before I go to the weather, there will be a DUI checkpoint. The Reading Police Department does not announce the time or location. Drivers entering the safety check can expect to see traffic control patterns, warning signs, and officers on the roadways talking to motorists. Office will be screening for signs of intoxication and to ensure driver's licenses are valid.
When you've got your buddy sitting on the hood of your car with a set of pair of binoculars looking forward, trying to find to see that checkpoint, you may want to stop right then, pull off the road, take your keys, throw them into the woods, and both of you, do not go to sleep in a car if you're drunk, because they can get you for that,
don't
too.
Drink and drive.
No, just
period.
Walk into the woods, lay there, and go to sleep. Or, even better, you call Twin View Towing. They're giving free tows between now and January 1st. Give them a call at 243-1010. They pick you up, pick your car up, and we'll go within 5 miles of Reading free. Free. Don't get caught.
No questions asked. They won't say, what'd you do?
That's right. They'll help you find your clothes in the back seat. They'll do all those things. They'll get you.
No, seriously, they say that if you haven't been drinking and you're going through the checkpoint, have your driver's license out and ready to show officers. That way you won't be held up in the checkpoint so long. That's a good tip, by the way.
And for whatever else you do, don't say, I can't breathe. They could just kind of hold you there for a while and make sure you're okay.
So, girls, if you're dressed in your flip your skirt up, just remember today it's breezy. Don't go out with your big flouncy dresses. It's breezy. It's going to be 46. Temperature will be 46. It's currently 39. Clear tonight with temperatures around 32. Tomorrow is sunny, calmer winds. Temperatures around 51. Patchy frost around temperatures about 30 degrees. I had to say that just because there's three boys in here today and they were just like giggling. You know, it's just, you never really leave the classroom of fourth grade with the pigtail poles, you know. New Year's Day morning frost with temperatures around 53. Areas of frost on Thursday night with temperatures. Where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, locally owned. Again, 365-3793. That is Shasta Gas Propane that always brings us the weather.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. You know, our friends down there at Owens, when you've got multiple prescriptions, they have started something called MedSync. You can't ask for something better than this. If you have a variety of medications and prescriptions, and you have to go there several times, call in several times, you always end up not having things on time.
they are going to synchronize all of your prescriptions. They will extend some, and so that on one day you can get all of your prescriptions, 30, 60, or 90 days worth, depending on your insurance. And not only will they have it so you get it all on one day, you can pick it up one time. If you can't make it that day, Owens delivers. Owens is local. Your pharmacist is your last line of defense when it comes to finding, taking the right medicines, the right medications. The pharmacist will look at everything that's being prescribed. He knows your conditions, what you've been taking, and if it's something's different, at a drop of a hat, they will call your doctor and ask them, is this correct? Is this, I just wanted to make sure about this medication. We had the pharmacist in here from Owens, and this is just the way they handle it. You can't beat that. It's your own private pharmacist. It's not a big box store. They know who you are. Owens is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. Give them a call.
You know, there's an article in the paper today that's kind of interesting that coincides with that about somebody who had their prescription. They mail into a doctor or something and say, I'm frustrated. How do I do this? Because my prescriptions, I only have 5 pills left and I go in and I have to do the renewal and it costs me for my insurance. So by the time you go in with this one and that one and the other one, it ends up costing, especially if you're on a super limited budget, which we all are, that, you know, now the way that the healthcare is, you can't just go in. It's almost like each one needs an appointment. So, I think you're going to really save money on the Owens MedSync.
I think it does too. Plus the fact, like I said, if you need those and you can't get there for whatever reason, they deliver to your house at no cost. Okay. It's the end of the year. And we want to finish up kind of with
Mark's story.
Finish up with good stories and what's going to happen next year. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Neuter Year.
Yeah, Happy Neuter Year. Absolutely.
I mean, excuse me, that's like top of the list. Happy Neuter Year.
It is.
You know what? We've been talking about this now because it's a public service.
I mean, Happy New Year to you, but Happy Neuter Year.
The dogs may not be thinking that, but we are.
But that's animal control.
It's population control.
There you go.
For sure. There. And also it makes the animals healthier. They statistically live longer lives when they're spayed and neutered.
Are they happier?
Yeah. They live in longer, so they're happier longer. But we are doing a special Happy Neuter Year, which I know you guys have been talking about, through a PetSmart Charities grant that we had. We've been able to offer this in January. And through this promotion, you can neuter your dog or cat, male dog or cat, for $20. Appointments are limited. We are running out on appointments, so you need to get in there quickly. You can come in between 9 and 12 at Haven, which is at 7449 East Side Road, right off 273. And you have to fill out the paperwork, and you do have to prepay the $20 to get scheduled. You can call 241-1658 clinic to ask any questions, but we'd rather you just come in, fill out the paperwork, prepay, and schedule the appointment. And that's going to be for January. The clinic will be open today and tomorrow. They will be closed Thursday and Friday of this week for the holiday, and then next week, Monday through Friday, normal hours.
How much does it usually cost for a neuter?
It just depends on the size and weight of the animal. So it's anywhere from about $50 up to a little over $100.
Size and weight of the dog?
Did I say people?
No. No, I mean, I'm just wondering, size and weight of the dog.
Size and the weight of the dog or the cat. No, it actually has to do with how much anesthesia you have to give them.
Oh, okay.
So, and the other drugs that we use. So it's all based off of the weight because obviously the heavier they are, the more weight they're going to take. I know where you're going with this, and I'm just wondering.
If you give them like a shot of Jack or something.
No.
And they go, I feel okay.
You only give me anesthesia, so a bigger dog takes a lot more. And actually, this no dogs over. Over 80 pounds on this, and that's for the same reason.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's, you know, that's...
If you have a cat over 80 pounds, and we want to see it.
You've got a problem already.
We want to see it.
That's not a cat. That's a cougar.
Right. Yeah, we want to see it.
Hey, a wonderful number here. As of yesterday, 273 pets were adopted during November and December and are now home for the holidays.
Yeah, actually 273 cats and dogs, 285 pets. And that was before yesterday morning. I believe we had some adoptions yesterday, but I don't know what the count is. So we're quickly approaching 300. And our goal for home for the holidays was 200. So we're ecstatic that we're gonna almost get half as much again. So we're gonna get pretty close to 300. So we're really excited about that. And so next year we'll set that goal even higher.
Okay, so
why do you think so many people come out for that during this time frame? I know that we talk about it and all this, but Is it a you think people just are looking for pets because it's Christmas? And
I think some people are looking for it because it's Christmas. I think you know, we get adoptions throughout the year anyway. It's a pretty constant thing. We do see a little bit of a spike in the holiday season, but I think that also people kind of you know, it's a very family time of year. It's a very family-oriented time of year, and a lot of people, myself included, I know you guys with Elk Killer, you know, our animals are part of our family, and so this is the time of year where, you know, if you want to increase the size of your family by a four-legged family member, then it's the best time to do it. And, you know, that little bit of call to action for folks, let them know that, you know, we really want to get these animals in homes for the holiday. I think that's the little bit of push they need to remind them that, you know, hey, we do have a little bit of room, and let's bring a four-legged furry family member in, and they do so. So I think that's one of the biggest reasons.
I think it keeps you out of the psych chair.
Yeah. I think pets do that. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do think they enrich our lives significantly.
They're just this little fresh ball of uncomplicated. I mean, some, you know, they're quirky. Pets have quirks. You know, cats especially have quirks. But, I mean, if you're a cat lover. But, you know, dogs have their quirks, just like people have their quirks. But there's nothing better than to be greeted at when you come home at the end of the day and have this just this ball of love around you. It's just so cool. Statistically, it's good for your health.
It is statistically good for your health. But I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I think that it's just no matter how your day went, good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. When you get home, that's the most important thing that's happened to that dog or cat. Dogs more, so they get a little more excited, seems, than cats sometimes. But, you know, that dog's just waiting for you to come home. And, you know, they're shaking their tail and they're happy to see you. And it doesn't matter what happened the rest of the day. You know, you look at that and you know, you can't help but just say, hey, you know, it's good to see you. And you know, I'm glad I'm home. And they're excited to be there. And they just, you know, they've been waiting all day for you to get home. So I just think it's kind of special. You know, I can't see myself without a dog.
That's exactly correct. Well, we're going to come back and talk more with Mark Story, Haven Humane. We're going to cover a lot of other stuff, too, here at KCNR 1460.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
For Italian families, the holiday means food, fun, and familia. This holiday season, Kathy and I would like to invite you to celebrate your holiday with us here at Mary's Pizza Shack. And for a limited time, get $10 in Mary's money when you buy a $50 gift card. Or go big, get $20 in Mary's money with a $100 purchase. Share your homemade comfort food at your office or in your home with Mary's Party Trays. See our catering menus or call for a complete list of menu items available. Call Mary's Pizza Shack in Reading at 247-1110 or in our Anderson location at 378-1110. Mary's Pizza Shack, homemade for the holidays.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The bobtail drivers are busy delivering kerosene in the mountains, so give Danny a call and get on the delivery list. Johnny's been installing a lot of Toyo heaters, which are also great Christmas presents, so give him a call for a free estimate. Beth and Sherry have been doing a lot of pay-forward accounts, which really helps out this time of year. Robin has clear pearl at the Corning plant now for all the portable heaters. Joe up in Weaverville has clear and red Carol on card lock 24/7. So wherever you are, give us a call. When it comes to keeping people warm for the winter, nobody does it better than Northern Lights Energy. Reading, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
What's more important than family? At Karen Aventino Family Dentistry, quality dental work is our passion. We want your family to look and feel their best. A warm and friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, and modern dental technology are what you'll notice at Karen Aventino Family Dentistry. We're located on Hartnell Avenue, next to Holiday Market. Call us at 222-6939. That's 222-6939. Karen Aventino Family Dentistry.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop, from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great-tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best-tasting spring water in the world.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is Tuesday, December the 30th, 39 degrees out there, going up to 51 today. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be cold and chilly tomorrow and tomorrow night, but it's going to be a sunshiny day, about 53 on New Year's Day. 8:22 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Chat Pack, we have made the announcement where we're going to have our breakfast. It's going to be at Country Kitchen on the January 6th at 9:30. It's not just for Chat Pack. If some of you are out there listening, you want to come in and join us.
I better call and make reservations for that back room. I'm not sure.
Yep.
Sometimes they do Kiwanis and different clubs back there. But
I think early in the morning.
We'll find out.
If that's the desired location,
we may change it. But, Bob, again,
we're not changing it unless they can't do it because we've said
okay.
It. You're the one that wrote it down. I'm the one that put it out. And now you can't say we're going to change it.
That's a directive. Bob.
No, I mean, you can change it, but I don't want
thank you
to change
for
it.
Your great bump music, always. You know, we don't get to say it enough, but you always just have creative bump music, and it just inspires me.
Inspires me, too. Why would you write down, this is where we're going to have it, and then I make the announcement, then you said, oh, wait, unless we change it.
Well, only because if that back room, if we have 20 people in the back room, is filled at 9:30 on that day, Carl,
what are
we going to do, sit outside?
But why would you tell me then to do it? If we're gonna...
Well, I'll find out in a second.
Moving right along.
Yeah. Wait a minute. This portion of the show is brought to you by, maybe he doesn't even want me to do the ad right now, but Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. I tell you what, John Bastiani, his wife's in there. They're expecting another little Bastiani. Can you believe that?
Oh.
Another little Bastiani.
You would never know. She's so petite.
Until she turns sideways. And then you don't notice it. Anyway, he started his gun shop. Bastiani Arms, right about the time we started the station here. We've been with each other since then, as far as I support them in their business. They support ours. And I can't say enough about the deals you can get down there, the sales that they're having right now. This is a good time to start off this new year. You know, is it still, you know what? There may be guns that you can't buy next year because they fall off the list, but you can still buy them this year. Head on down and see John Bastiani and his people. Nobody ever talks down to you at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. End out the year. Grab a couple more guns.
Oh, well, welcome back. And, of course, it's currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios. 8:23 in the morning, and we're here with Mark Story, and who is the CEO of Haven Humane. And congratulations again on 280-some pets that were adopted during November and December. Okay, let's talk about the Second Tuesday Club. I want to say kahunas.
It is kahunas. It's big kahunas.
It's kahunas, Mongolian barbecue.
Oh, it's not big kahunas. It's kahunas, Mongolian
barbecue. Kahunas, Mongolian barbecue, yeah.
It's hosting the Second Tuesday Club.
Have you ever been there before?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is a great place
to eat. Fantastic.
Yeah. You know, I mean, here's
pick your, if you don't like it, it's your own fault. Pick your ingredients and make your own.
And here's the difference between
it's very clean too.
Yeah, and here's the difference between having it at Big Kahuna's or Genghis Khan's in Okinawa. At Big Kahuna's or at Kahuna's well, Mongolian Barbecue. Well, let me tell you the big difference. Here's the big difference is they cook it. It's very clean. They keep your food together. If you're at Genghis Khan in a little town in Okinawa,
please.
It's hot in there. And so they've got their little their hair tied up, but they're sweating and they're cooking. I mean, you can never tell what you're eating. You can't be sure that's what you
want. You know what? That grosses us out, Carl.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Here's the big difference.
Kahuna's is nothing like that.
Clean. And I, you know, one big thing about clean restaurants.
If you've never had a Mongolian barbecue, you are missing your chance.
You are.
The big thing here is knowing how to stack.
Yes.
You've got to be able to stack.
You have one bowl. You got one chance.
We got stack and balance. Yep. Stack and balance.
I'm with you.
And if you can't, then you know what? Then you're just out of luck. It's your own fault. Then you've got to figure out how you're layering. Layering, stacking, and then also saucing. Layering, stacking, yes. Balancing, and saucing.
And the more sauce, the better.
The better, yep. Depending on what kind of sauce it is. But first you have to stack.
There is an art to it.
They're layering and then balancing, stacking, saucing.
I agree. If you haven't been to Kahuna's, you need to go to Kahuna's and try it. And I guarantee if you go once, you're going to want to go back January 13th because part of the proceeds for that dinner goes back to Haven and helping the animals. So
that's
please
wonderful.
I'm thinking January 13th that we need to go do that.
January 13th is a good day.
Yep, for dinner. But they also do lunch and everything else. They are fantastic. The service is great and the food is phenomenal.
Okay, volunteer orientation.
Yeah, volunteer orientation. So we have volunteer orientations right now twice a month. Our next one actually is going to be this Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and that's at Haven in the classroom. And then the next one will be Friday, January 30th at 5:15. So we do one on Saturday and one on Friday. And our volunteers are amazing. Our volunteers have really grown. They've got a lot of great programs going on. We have some play groups going on with a bunch of dogs in the yard at a time. We have some special training going on where they're taking specific dogs and they're really working hard with them to get them trained to do some specific things. And then we have just our normal volunteers that are coming in and just walking and socializing the dogs and the cats and helping out.
So this is a great thing to do in the first of the year. You maybe somebody who's listening now, either yourself or maybe somebody you know that maybe have gone through a period of time. Again, I always equate animals to like a happiness. So maybe lost a loved one or had a breakup or feeling the sense of loss or feeling blue. What a great opportunity to go put your energy into, you know, the pet walking or whatever you do it with the volunteers at Haven Humane. Great group of people there, too.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And or maybe you just want to exercise more. That's your New Year's resolution. Well, why don't you exercise with one of our dogs because they need it, too. And I tell people all the time that after they've been there for a little while, it's a lot more therapeutic for the human than it is for the canine. Which is fantastic. And they wear these bright lime green shirts, and it warms my heart every time I walk out of my office and I see
dog,
a bunch of them out
the dog
there.
No,
the dogs don't wear lime green, no. Just the
volunteers. How do you get them into that? Did you know about the new law here in California now that you can bring your dog into a restaurant?
What?
They just passed a law.
Service dogs?
No, not just service dogs. They cannot be – you cannot walk them through the restaurant. It's got to be an outside location for them.
Oh, okay.
The food handlers cannot handle the dog's food, but you can order off little doggy menus.
Oh.
And they just made it a law that you can do this. That there's restaurants that can do this. They can feed dogs, have them come in on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
But, the tables
that's
and
nice.
All this.
Yeah, a little bistro, like a bistro outside.
Because before
you
couldn't do that. Now, they said it can't – if you've already got other – laws and places says you can't do that, but now they've started this.
Well, there's a lot of people who we saw this
take
over
your,
the holidays.
Take your doggy to lunch.
How many people traveled up and down because we drove to Sacramento over Christmas? How many people did we see with plates from Washington and Oregon and had a dog in the back, big dog in the back? And I thought, they've got to stop. They've got your pet rest areas, but where are you going to go? And in what, especially when it's 115? You want to be able to stop someplace. And we had a lady once kind of bouncing around here in the summer months that said, I'm going to be driving through. Where can I take my dog where she can be outside in the cafe, in the shade with some water? you know, because I've got to stop, blah, blah, blah. So perfect, perfect thing that's going on there. So Love Your Pet Expo is happening April 18th. Boy, that's a kind of a jump ahead.
Yeah, Love Your Pet Expo, but it's going to be a little bit different this year. Love Your Pet Expo, we're also going to be we're helping out with Love Your Pet Expo, and there's going to be a North State Super Adoption event as well. So we're going to have shelters and rescues who will be getting notified soon, and anybody who's interested is welcome to come out that are 501c3 rescues or shelters. And they're going to bring animals. So we're going to have a ton of adoptable animals. So we can do a super adoption event out there as well. It'll be April 18th, and it's going to be at Haas Farm this year. So we're pretty excited about that. So we're working with Love Your Pet Expo team, and we're trying to help out with the North State Super Adoption event. So this isn't a Haven event, but we are definitely helping out with it because we want to see a lot of animals get adopted that day. And then we want people that have animals to come out to the expo, and there's a lot of fun things going on there.
And that's April 18th.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, I want to run through some more some announcements here for people. You're going out, and there's a lot of parties going on, New Year's Eve parties or even the night before parties. You've had a couple of drinks, 0.08, a couple of martinis if you're a young lady or a guy that, you know, maybe, you know, a beer or two beers. And you go out, you make that unfortunate turn, right turn, and you get pulled over. You get tested. Oh, my gosh, you've got a DUI. Don't even risk it. Or you've been having a great time at a party, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, my designated driver was having a better time than I was. What do? You call Twin View Towing. They're having this free holiday program. That's right, exactly free. They come up, they pick up your car, they pick you up, and they deliver you within 5 miles of Reading. You need to give them a call at 243-1010. Blood Source is still taking blood to the end of the year, of course, and they're going for all types of they need to get more blood during this time of the year. People kind of, the giving drops off. But here's a gift that you can give that can save lives. Go on down to 1880 Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 242-3005, Blood Source. Also, one looking for that present for the new year, it's not too late or too early to buy rodeo tickets from the Reading Rodeo Association. Of course, the rodeo is going to go May 13th through the 16th. Give them a call at 241-8559 or just go to readingrodeo.com and select the buy tickets now. All right, we're going to be right back. Mark Story is our guest, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happened this year with Haven Humane.
Beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
This is Wade Riggs. I'm speaking with Bruce Blake, the president of Powerhouse Solar. His company was selected to retrofit the historic Lorenz Hotel in downtown Reading.
It's a very exciting project to be part of. They called us early on. One of the requirements was that they had to have 90% of usable roof area needed to be solar and to offset the load of the Lorenz Hotel. We had to go through custom engineering and design to come up with a system that gave us the maximum amount of solar panels on that roof to give the max amount of exposure and output.
What do you attribute to the continued success of Powerhouse Solar?
I think it's because of my wife's and my passion towards this industry. We believe in it. We have it on our own home. We're living proof that it works. And for us, it's a lifestyle that we want to promote and encourage. We love the idea that, you know, yes, there is a problem in the world, that we have an energy problem, but the solution comes up every morning.
Commercial or residential, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Nate Abarea here with Dr. Sam Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that Chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix.
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of adjustments is to relieve the pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by a slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
So how can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialist a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check us out online at ShastaSpine.com.
KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, and the pump music is She Drives Me Crazy.
It's Fine Young Cannibals. That's 80s music there, Carl. I saw you looking over there.
It is, because I wanted to make sure that was it, because, you know, we pull into a porch when we're deployed, and like this one right here in the Philippines, when you're going through a Longapo, that would play in every bar. You could just hear it, and you're walking down the middle of the street, She Drives Me Crazy by the Fine Young Cannibals. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday. I went there four times yesterday. I mean, there's just a lot of people in there. So I go back, get other things done, come sliding back in there. DC Tim and Logan, the man in black. Lots of people, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, the cheers of barbershops. You can find out what's going on in this town. Police, sheriffs, military, Bad Bob, everybody gets the haircut there. That's anybody, is at Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. And so probably if you don't go there, should we just question that? Anyway, I don't know if there's any Air Force guys that go, though. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Hey, Mark, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. It's always nice to get thanked for that, Carl.
Yeah. Air Force, wasn't it?
It was Air Force, okay.
Maybe you can have a Marine take you in there one day.
I carried Marines around for lots of years.
You still have those scar marks, right? Even those right. Spur marks for right. carrying them. Okay. Right. Hey, you know what? Haven Humane has had a great year. We're not going to talk about all the statistics. We're going to wait till next month when you come in next month and talk about, you know, everything you've accomplished. But you've just, I mean, just for this Christmas thing, you know, over 200 pets adopted, 273 pets adopted, looking at maybe 300 by the
we'll be pretty close. We're 285, so if we have 15 in the 3 days this week, possibly. And so we could hit 300, which would be fantastic. But
wouldn't that be something?
You know, our goal was 200, so 285, I'm already happy. I'm really happy.
We're all ecstatic about that. Yeah. Facebook. Mm-hmm. I really like the Facebook idea because showing photos of dogs and cats that need to be adopted, but then showing the families after they have been adopted is a great idea. I don't know whose idea that was, but that really puts – I think that's encouraging to people. And they look and they see happy dog, happy cat with happy people. I mean, it does. I mean, everybody there is smiling. Yeah. I've never seen a cat smile, but I've seen a couple of cats look like they're smiling.
Our Facebook has been doing great, and our team does a great job on Facebook. We're actually as of yesterday, we were at 4,343 likes, and every 200 likes, we actually sponsor an adoption. So we're 60-something away from an adoption.
I've liked it 4,000. I've liked it 4,000 times, so that should help.
Well, no, you can only like it once per person. So
no, you can't.
Yes, you can like different things, but you can only like the page itself once.
Every time it comes up, you can
different posts.
Yeah, those, you can like
those
posts.
Don't count. These are 4,000 individual likes on our page that have liked our whole page.
So when you see it on Facebook and you see and it says if we get 83 more likes, I hit like, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count because you've already liked it.
I've already liked it.
Yes, correct. So that's all new people, which is great. So our Facebook has been doing really well, and I encourage people to go there and You know, look at the pictures of the adoptable animals. We put a lot of information on there. The Kahuna's lunch will be up there probably today, or dinner, I'm sorry, for Second Tuesday. And, you know, we put a lot of information up there. But, yeah, we put all the adopted animals when we can, the pictures. Last week there was actually a picture. It might have been 2 weeks ago. I think I may have mentioned this last time I was on. But a dog that I was really close to, it was a camp dog, and I was the counselor for the kid that had this dog. And the lady is just a fantastic person. Her name is Joy, and Spangler was the dog's name, and she renamed him Kona. And she emailed me the other day and said, "Hey, we'd like to come in for a visit." And I said, "Oh my gosh, that'd be the best holiday gift I would get all year long." Aww. And so she came in, and she was down at the adoption center. I was down in my office, you know, a couple buildings away, and they said she's going to come down in a minute. And so I started pacing and pacing, and I felt like a little kid waiting to open gifts on Christmas, and I couldn't wait. I ran down to the other building, and I walked in, and he immediately went crazy when he saw me, immediately remembered me, you know, jumped on my shoulders, licking me like crazy. And it was just – I mean, I'm not too proud to say. I had a tear in my eye, and I stood up, and she said, "I got to give you a hug, Mark, for this." And I gave her a big hug, and it was just – you know, it was so cool. We took a picture of that and put it up there, and I hate my picture being taken, but
I saw, like, that
we
got
to put that up
picture.
There.
Yeah.
It, you know, and it's stories like that that keep the whole staff going, because it wasn't just me that was close to him, because Spangler was there for quite some time. You know, all the staff came out and saw him. And, you know, we have stories like that all the time with dogs. You know, yesterday, Mojo went home, and Mojo is a dog that's been with us since August. And just a fantastic –
Mojo's been through here before.
Okay. Yep, Mojo has been through here before. I'm almost positive he has.
Yeah.
And a wonderful family came in on Wednesday and did the adoption. And it was just – I mean, it was love at first sight. I mean, it was perfect. And I think he's just going to have a – oh, absolutely. And, you know, she's going to bring him in to visit. And I think that it's going to I think it's really helps the staff, and it's just awesome. And so we like putting that on Facebook so people can see that and share. And, you know, our Facebook community has grown, I mean, just – leaps and bounds over the last year, and we're looking to hit 5,000 likes, which is kind of a milestone in 2015.
It's funny you should mention that, because I'm going to turn it right back into us, because that's what we do, is we're three likes away from 1,000.
Oh, nice. Cool.
For Free Fire Radio. We're three
that's
likes away.
Yeah.
We haven't really been pushing
there,
it. So.
Angel, you've got lots of people that you know, and Sunny, you have lots of people you know, and Onion Grower and all that. If you haven't liked Free Fire Radio on Facebook, why don't you do that? Push us over 1,000 before the year's up.
And then go to Humane Society.
Mark, I know that, you know, before we take our break, this question may take a while, or this answer may take a while. We've talked about Camp Love a Pet. Mm-hmm. We've talked about all these things through the year, Haven Humane, and the trials and tribulations of what happens with all of anything that you have to do, have a lot of volunteers. And what has being the CEO of Haven Humane meant for you in the year of 2014? Personally?
That's a good question.
That is a great question, and I'm not sure how to answer it. I think if you ask my wife, she'll say it meant a lot of Excedrin.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I think that in 2014 – we saved more animals than probably the history of Haven Humane Society through rescue and adoptions and just getting out in the community. And I think that that has meant the most. Also, you know, yeah, we see a lot of sad things, and we deal with people who oftentimes hear what they want to hear, and they don't look at things from any perspective other than their own, and that's fine. And we have to work with that. But I think more than anything this year, we've had so many supportive community members come out and just say thank you. And, you know, not to me necessarily, but to my staff. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, a gentleman came in and was talking to one of the front staff, Celeste, actually, in receiving. And, you know, he said, "Hey, I want to thank you. I know you guys have a tough job, and I want to thank you, and I want to donate a little bit." And
he just came in.
He just came in, and he was actually wanted to adopt a cat, and he came into the main building first, and he said, "I know that you guys do a lot of stuff here that you know you see a lot of stuff that's negative, and I just want to thank you." And I think that is the biggest impact, is seeing more of the community understand that we're in the business of saving lives, not taking lives, and we strive very hard every single day to do that. And we're not always successful, but we're becoming more successful, and we're having more successes than we are failures. And so we're moving in the right direction. And it's going to take the community supporting us to get there because we can't do it by ourselves. And I think in 2014, we came a long way with that. I think that we spent a lot more time in the community. I think we were more part of the community. And I think the community recognizes that a lot more. So for me as a CEO, I think that's it. I think us building our team from not just our staff, but to the rescues and the volunteers and the media supporters and our friends and our family and this community to make this huge team all working towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State. And I think that that's – I think we made a lot of headway in 2014. And so that to me is probably the most memorable part of 2014 cool. for me. Great question.
Rebranding, actually. Kind of rebranding.
Kind of is. It kind of is, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, when you think of that, you know, you're the CEO of this building that is not just the white building over there that is where where dogs go to, you know, end their lives. It is the beginning of another, it's the gateway to a new beginning.
Yeah.
And so I think that that is, that's what I'm talking about. There's got to be like a real – there's a spiritual gratification when you see that goodness of people like that man yesterday that said, I want to take my time to tell you thank you. I know it's not easy.
A thank you to our staff. Just it goes such a long ways, you know. And that means the world to us, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think that's all great, and I love that stuff. But, you know, having that dog that was adopted come in and with the family and stuff.
Lick your face and go, I remember you. You saved me.
And especially these dogs like Mojo that went out yesterday that's been with us for months. Mm. And, you know, people are like, well, how long do you keep them? Well, I don't keep them for a certain amount of time. It's all an individual decision.
It depends on the dog.
And Mojo has been great in the kennels since he got there. And so – you know, he was just waiting for his family to come in, and they came in and found him, and, you know, now he's going to live a long, happy life with them. And, you know, those are the things that really keep us going and keep us motivated to do this on a daily basis.
So. Super. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, with some great stories for this year. And, you know, it's been some huge successes this year. But you can't give up. You've got to make 2015 even better. Mark is one of the few people that would like to put himself out of business.
Absolutely.
Because there wouldn't be any dogs or cats or animals that are mistreated or don't have homes. I think, though, that you've got pretty much of a job security here, at least for the next few years. No matter how many successes we have, we need more. Carl Lindebach, it is 8:46 in the morning, 39 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day today in the sense that it's going to be 52, but it's going to be sunshiny. We'll be right back after these messages.
Change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, steal it, call it, find it, view it, write it, jam, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch it, fade it, paint it, grade it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, touch, rename it, touch it, play it, play it, watch it, technologic. One more time.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So that in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palos Cedro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Speaking of Steve Perry. Uh-huh. One of your favorite songs. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460, 849 on this 30th of January.
Just a small town girl.
No.
Oh boy. That was going good until I started singing. Let's finish the year strong, Carl.
Hey, I just want to, I'm going to have to bow out of here. I have to be somewhere at 9 o'clock, but I want to say Happy New Year, to Mark and to our chat pack. I did call Country Kitchen and yes, we are reserved, for the back room on January 6th.
At 9:30.
So we're going to have our little get together for people in the chat room. And Mark, maybe you can join us. Sometimes the sheriff does, you know,
get the chief of police,
some of our city council
any
people.
Y'all, it's informal.
Everybody, that listens really and does the chat pack, our morning breakfast group, really like to engage with one another, and sometimes they'll go off the topic and talk about, you know, where can you buy cabbage for, you know, whatever. That's just a hypothetical and just a joke. But anyway, we love you guys. And we will see you. We'll be back Friday. Of course, tomorrow will be sitting in will be Ted Leidy and Trish Clark. Carl and I will be celebrating our 7th anniversary. And so we will be back after 7 years celebration.
7 years.
On Friday.
Our 7th.
And going into the 6th year of being on air live. So it's been a big full 7 years. And I just want to tell everybody how much I feel blessed and Happy New Year to you. Thank you for being in our lives. I got to run.
Okay. We'll see you later, hon. Yeah, this year too. Think about the gift of life. The gift of life. And when I say that, Reading Endoscopy Center. This isn't a live read for them, but this is one of the things that Dr. Payush and Prama Dhanuka have done. They have raised the height of awareness. How you don't have to die from cancer if you go out and you check it, you know. And so a colonoscopy, which I had 2 weeks ago, mammograms, breast cancer, colon cancer, and cervical cancer do not have to kill people. And yet I see still some people dying from these. They don't have to kill you. If you they can spot this early and they can fix it. They can prevent it from going into cancer. Yes. Gift of life is go down there this year. Make 2015 give yourself this gift of life. Other gifts of life. Blood Head on down to Blood Source. Head to wherever you want. But Blood Source, go down, give blood. They need 700 units a month down there, and that saves lives directly. Also, you know, we talk about Haven Humane. You know, we talk about Mark here and how, you know, donors and volunteers, you know, save lives of these animals, and it changes lives. But also One Safe Place, Good News Rescue Mission, your church, other organizations that this year, 2015, is to go out there and help people. And I tell you, it will be returned to you in many different ways. Something as small as Toys for Tots. We filled up a big box here. People came in. I can't thank people enough for that, for just coming in and thinking of others. And that's what the North State is so, I think, is famous for, once you're up here, is helping each other and helping, even when things are tough. Even when things are tough, people are out there. But give gift of life this year to, like I said, go get people, get yourself checked. A lot of these, like colonoscopies, and these are free. I mean, the insurance picks up everything. And it's absolutely painless, and it can save your life. As can breast exams, cervical cancer exams, all of these. Just take care of yourself this year. We don't want to lose anybody. Okay, Mark. Now, New Year's Eve can be raucous.
Yeah, New Year's Eve and 4th of July are the two biggest days where we see an increase in intake of animals because people don't plan ahead. So with the fireworks going off tomorrow night, early morning, please keep your animals inside. Keep an eye on them. They will freak out. You know, hopefully it sounds like the weather's going to be pretty decent, which is at least a plus on that side. But the weather being decent means there's going to be more fireworks. So please keep your dogs inside. Make sure you have a plan for them because they will get scared and they will.
How many dogs do you usually find after that?
It just depends. But not only that, but a lot of times it's not so much how many we find, it's how many get loose and we never find. So just have a plan for them. I would definitely suggest that you keep them inside somewhere inside, whether it's in a garage or in a kennel. I mean, the house would be the best place. That's where our dogs will be with us in the house. But have a plan for them tomorrow night because it is scary. And once they hear those fireworks, they will want to bolt. And believe me, if you think your fence is perfect, go double check it because a lot of people's dogs get out and with perfect fences, and all of a sudden the fence isn't so perfect.
All of a sudden you see that dog go up over a 6-foot link fence.
Yeah, they'll try and get out if they get spooked enough. I mean, it's the fight or flight, and there's no way they're going to fight, so they're going to take off. So you really make sure you have a plan for them on New Year's. And I wanted to piggyback on something you said too. Sure. I think we're really blessed with this community. I think this community is very involved in helping people, animals, each other. And, you know, it's proven time and time again when we have our fires and our disasters. I mean, you know, these calls to action that are put out a lot up here in the North State are always answered. And I think that we are very fortunate to live in the North State with a community that is about community. And I think that that's really an awesome thing.
And, you know, speaking from a veteran's viewpoint, you know, which you and I and Bob, all three of us are, right, is that the people care for veterans and beyond lip service. It's, you know, they care about the veterans up here. And there's a lot of veterans up here, naturally, but people care about it. I've been reading articles about, you know, when you start talking about veterans and you talk about how we get into wars and fighting in the military and all this, there's only like 1% of the people in the United States that have served. And it adds up, of course. You know, you look after the last 13 years of battle and combat.
Sure.
But still, the people up here, I think, truly, you know, in most cases, some of them, it is just lip service, but a lot truly do care about veterans.
I agree. I think we're very fortunate.
We're going to be seeing new things happening this year. We've got the veterans, California veterans, are coming up to do a day to help women veterans. That'll be in January. We've already found a place for them to have it out at Anderson at the Senior Center. But they're expecting like 100 women to be there.
I think it's great.
And it's just one of the things that are happening around here.
And I've been meaning to put a plug in for you too. Great job of Liberty on the Border. And if you folks haven't gone to see it, I think it's only here for
about 16 more days.
Yeah. If you haven't gone to see Liberty at the Border, Liberty on the Border at Turtle Bay, I really encourage you to do it. It's a fantastic exhibit. And, you know, it's definitely very true. I mean, there's some stuff in there that's pretty ugly, you know, some stuff that's not a great part of our past, but it's true. And it's something that, you know, I think we need to be aware of. But, you know,
Liberty on the Border is, you know, some people say, well, it goes heavy into slavery. Well, you know, frankly, that was a part of our culture that if you haven't studied it and if you haven't been exposed to it, you need to see something like this, that, You know, there's been, you know, a variety of movies and, you know, and books and all this, you know, that you write about. But then you read about the war itself. You read about people and places and things. You see equipment and uniforms, all of the Civil War, and then the aftermath of the Civil War and what's happened. I mean, a lot of people don't realize it, that somebody just died, and we just talked about it, 73 years old, in 1960. So he must have been a young person then. Sat at that counter in Woolworths, and, you know, which was – it was segregated. And he ordered a Coke, and, of course, they weren't going to serve him. And that started – in 1960, started one of those, along with Rosa Parks refusing to move to the back of the bus, started the civil rights movement, or helped ignite the civil rights movement. So you see something like that. That's just from 1960. It's 50 years ago. But still, and then the things that have happened in our country over the past, you know, 50 years. And, I mean, you get into this about race relations, but there have been so many things that have been positive. Yeah, there's negatives, but there's been so many positive things, too.
No, I think it's just a great exhibit all around. And, yeah. I think that's very educating and necessary, and I think they did a fantastic job with it.
Well,
so,
Liberty on the Board, we thanked everybody, all of our donors that came through and helped us support something like that. And we'll do it again this year. We'll find an exhibit, a historical exhibit that we like or that we think that kind of fits into what we, you know, what we talk about here. Mark Story. Thank you very much for being here. It's our last day of the year that we're going to be here.
It is.
Because we're taking off. And I just want to say to everybody, happy, happy new year. May 2015 be very prosperous. May it be safe. May we all take a step forward here. And this kind of leaves some of the bad stuff behind us. And let's look forward. Let's forget what's happened in the past. In that sense, and move forward and grow our town and grow the aspects of living in Reading and work together here to have 2015 just be a great year.
Yeah, happy new year, and thank you for all the support, both for you guys and everybody else. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate what you do. Bob, happy birthday, buddy. Hope you have a very safe New Year's and stay away from those wet towels, okay, buddy? Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Tragedy off Indonesia in the Java Sea, where searchers continue recovering bodies and debris from the Air Asia jetliner vanished several days ago. Tony Fernandez, the airline CEO.
The plans for Air Asia now is to ensure that we work with Basarnas and all the regulators to ensure that we bring a speedy conclusion for the families and that we continue supporting the families through this.
One woman who lost seven relatives aboard flight 8501 says she can accept that the plane crashed, but she says she can't believe that her brother and his entire family are gone. Italian prosecutors fear more bodies will be found aboard the crippled Greek ferry Norman Atlantic. It's been adrift for a third day after a fire broke out. The BBC's James Reynolds says 10 people died in the ensuing chaos.
The Italian authorities are trying to answer what should be a